Hi, I'm WTOP Entertainment Editor Jason Fraley, and I'm here with Alex Enterline, who will be starring in the new show, Nice Work, If You Can Get It, at the Warner Theater here coming up. Alex, thanks for joining us on WTOP.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be here.
First of all, just start off, in case some of our listeners haven't heard of the show, tell us a little bit what it's about.
Nice Work, If You Can Get It. It's a romantic screwball musical comedy set in the 1920s, and it's got a lot of hijinks, a lot of crazy characters, and it is set with the Gershwin's fantastic classical music, like the songs that you would know, like Fascinating Rhythm, Someone Watch Over Me. It's just a fun little musical.
What was it about the Gershwins, you think, that just inspired so many great musicals of used their stuff, you know, from An American in Paris to Funny Face? I mean, a lot of those famous movie musicals. What is it about their songs that just translates so well to...
Well, I think their songs are storytelling, and it's easy to put a story around them because they have such imagery and such, I think, just musicality in them. And so... I think that's why they become so famous, and I think that's why these shows are becoming written for them. I think they're just a great pairing to just different stories that people want to write.
Tell us a little bit about your character, Jimmy Winter.
Jimmy Winter, he's a wealthy playboy. He gets himself into a lot of trouble. He doesn't really have many cares in the world, but he meets a girl named Billy Bendix, who kind of turns his world upside down, and he changed for the better.
She's a bootlegger?
She is. She's in the Prohibition era, and she is hiding some liquor wherever she can, and unfortunately, she starts hiding it in his Long Island beach house.
Do you have a favorite scene in the play?
Oh, favorite scene? Probably Do 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 is one of my favorite songs and scenes in the show. Mm-hmm. There's just a lot of hysterical things that happen in this dinner scene that I don't really want to give away, but
yeah, for sure.
Yeah, it's just one of my favorite songs. It's really fun.
No spoilers here, but look out for Doot Doot Do when you're at the theater, ladies and gentlemen. Aside from the play itself, tell me a little bit about your trajectory. How did you get to where you are now?
Well, I actually graduated from Oklahoma City University in May of last year, and then it was a whirlwind of a month after I graduated, and I was lucky enough to kind of fall into the audition process for the show, and yeah, kind of just the path started lining up, and I was lucky enough to audition for this fantastic show.
It is Nice Work,
if you can
get it.
You don't even know how many times we've gotten that joke.
Oh, yeah, I know. Man, I wish I was original. Is Kathleen Marshall the one that's directing it?
She directed the original Broadway production.
Okay.
And we have a different director, but it's all of her choreography and original direction that we are using, yes.
Okay, I gotcha. And if our listeners are listening to this, trying to debate whether to come out and see you guys at the Warner Theater, what's the sell? What makes this one special from all the other shows that they could possibly see here?
It really is just a night of fun musical comedy. It's for the whole family. Every generation will find something that's enjoyable in the show. The older generations will love the Gershwin music, hearing it again, and the newer generations, it will be nice to introduce them to these songs and this music, but it's also got an hysterical book, and I think it's just, you can find something in all for the entire family, so.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Tell our listeners when and where they can see it.
You can see it at the Warner Theater, and the dates
I think it's January 30th and 31st?
Yes, those 2 days. Okay. Thank you very much. I was blanking a little bit. But
sorry.
The 30th and the 31st.
Is there a reason it's only 2 days?
Well, sometimes we stay longer in different cities, but it's just really scheduling. But we're only there for 2 days, so everyone should come out and see it when they can, and they are in for a treat.
Awesome. And this is a national tour?
It sure is.
Okay, and so do you know where you're hopping off to after D.C.?
After D.C., we are hopping off to, we actually head closer over to the West Coast.
Is D.C. the first stop, or is there other ones?
We are actually currently in Raleigh, North Carolina right now, and then we are stopping in Connecticut, we stop in New York for a little bit, and then we head on down to D.C.
Well, best of luck in all those other cities, but between you, me, and our listeners, save the best show for us, all right?
Perfect. Will do.
Hey, thanks for coming on WTOP. Love it.
Thank you so much.
Good luck.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.